The folks in Waukesha, Wisconsin, are still reeling from what happened at their holiday parade over the weekend. And we were discussing this on my show yesterday. Whether you look at the carefully coordinated and highly organized 40 to 80 person shoplifting extravaganza that happened in the Bay Area in San Francisco, or whether you look at Waukesha, you can point to the judicial system and say, I believe with extreme confidence, that they are failing us. That permissiveness, a lax bonding and lax bail policy, a reduction, a decriminalization of some laws, have led to these two very separate, but still very deeply disturbing events. WJR senior news analyst Lloyd Jackson bringing us up to date. And what we've learned about the suspect in the Waukesha case, Daryl Brooks. Lloyd, good morning to you.
Good morning, Guy. Yeah, the man accused of barreling his SUV through marchers during that Christmas parade in Wisconsin, killing five people and injuring dozens more, will make his first court appearance this afternoon. Police are trying to piece together why 39-year-old Daryl Brooks drove through the crowd at a high rate of speed. He'll be in court to face initial charges this afternoon at about 3 o'clock Detroit time. Now, Brooks had been released from jail less than 2 weeks ago in a domestic abuse case on a $1,000 bail that prosecutors recommended, and they now say it was inappropriately low. Now, police say Brooks is the man responsible for intentionally driving the SUV through a series of barricades at a high rate of speed, running over individuals before racing away through the streets of Waukesha, which is just west of Milwaukee. Five people killed on Sunday. They've been identified as 79-year-old Virginia Sorensen, 71-year-old Leanne Owen, 52-year-old Tamara Duran, 52-year-old Jane Kulik, and 81-year-old Willem Hospital. About 48 more people were treated at area hospitals. Now, police are saying that Brooks was involved in a domestic disturbance with another person and was fleeing that incident just prior to his SUV going through that parade. Now, Waukesha Police Chief Dan Thompson says the cops were not able to respond to that initial call about the incident because reports of what happened at the parade came like right after that. Police had barricades up near the parade. Brooks just drove right through that. An officer tried to stop him. He opened fire on the vehicle after he had struck the pedestrians. No bystanders were struck by the gunfire from the officer. The chief added that he doesn't believe any shots were fired from the vehicle. The SUV was identified shortly afterward. Brooks taken into custody. But this guy should not have been on the street. And this guy is a bail jumper. He's jumped bail. It's crazy. He should not have been out there on the streets at all.
10 interactions with the law since 99, three of them now involving basically an assault with a motor vehicle.
Yes.
Back a few years ago, a Milwaukee officer had to dive through the window of his vehicle because he thought that Brooks was going to run him down when he was fleeing a traffic stop. He managed to wrestle the keys away from Brooks, and Brooks fled on foot. And we should point out, you know, it's reported, and I think there's some nuance lost in this. It's been reported that he was jailed on a domestic complaint. Well, the domestic complaint was the running over, an attempted running over of a female acquaintance. There were tire marks on her jeans, on her leg. So he succeeded in running her over. He was in on a $10,000 bond, and some prosecutor recommended a bond reduction to $1,000, which is what ended up being his exit from jail. And a court administrator also had to sign off on that. So the DA is looking now into what he calls an inappropriately low bond. And this is, you know, we're seeing this repeated, Lloyd. They call it bail reform. Mm-hmm. They call it criminal justice reform. And, you know, I understand it's well-intentioned. It can save taxpayers money. Some people are incarcerated for months on end because their bail is high, not because they're a threat to the community. But the downside of the reform is instances just like this.
Absolutely. This guy even jumped bail back in 2016, back in Nevada. And Nevada, they issued an active warrant for him back in August of 2016. But the detectives later determined Brooks was in Wisconsin, and they didn't have enough viable intelligence as to where exactly Brooks was in Wisconsin. Now, I know some great police officers who do great police work every day, and it seems like to me, if they knew he was in Wisconsin, they could have found him. But, you know, who am I?
It sounds like if you just wait a few months, he'll contact you if you're in law enforcement. He will come to your attention.
Absolutely. In
the meantime, just a heartbreaking candlelight vigil last night in Waukesha for so many families. I don't know how the holiday season will ever be the same for them. And it's so infuriating because, again, and we talked about this yesterday, you look at the wildlings in the Bay Area where we're seeing, you know, between 40, 60, even 80 shoplifters descend on a mall and do smash and grabs. And it's because they have decriminalized shoplifting there that you will not be prosecuted if they consider it a crime of quote-unquote poverty. Mm-hmm. So if you shoplift less than, I think it's $950 is the threshold, you're not going to be prosecuted. So what do? They send in 80 young people who are going to shoplift a few hundred dollars worth of merchandise, run into a car, toss it in, and then flee. And it ends up being a mass heist far exceeding $950 in terms of total damages.
Absolutely. And then what happens, you know, you let that go and you say, well, you know, it's a crime of poverty or whatever. And then those young people grow up to do even, you know, more horrendous things later on down the line if they're not checked at an early age.
Well, and you know, the textbook case was it's the homeless person who is shoplifting toiletries that they didn't want to prosecute. Okay, again, well-intentioned. I understand what it was meant for. Mm-hmm, but mm-hmm. Did you not foresee the consequences that were going to come with that?
Absolutely.
Once you decriminalize it at the level and the threshold that you decriminalized it to? So, yeah, it just leaves your head scratching. It's time to reform the reforms, I think, Lloyd, at least out in the Bay Area.
I agree 100%.
Thank you so much, sir. We appreciate it, getting up early with us. 6:43 here on News Talk 760 WJR. When we come back here on the Paul W. Smith Show, gratitude in our children. There's a new survey that says that they just don't feel the sense of thanks that they should in this season. We'll find out why next.